Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Chris Riegel, CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report, immediately to China. Chris, a very good evening to you. I tell an anecdote from a colleague of mine that in some cities in China, party officials or their hirelings are going into people's homes, apartments, inspecting the appliances and other goods in the house that you purchase for the kitchen or the bathroom or the children, and they check them to see what date they were purchased, their serial numbers. And if they're not up to date, the resident is obliged to buy another one, newer, right now. And the appliance that they're handling is either confiscated or will be at such and such a date. All this is presented to me as the Chinese Communist Party's idea of a domestic consumer market. We talked about this the last time, about the fake everything underground in Shanghai. Have you heard any stories about people's homes being inspected for up-to-date washer and dryers? Good evening to you.
So, John, it's not an uncommon story. The Chinese government certainly seeks to have a fully domestic, consumerized industry like the United States with the communist touch, as Mr. Xi would see it. However, the Chinese tend to be profligate savers. So on consumer items, they will wear them until they have completely failed. You don't have the same type of replacement cycles that you do in the U.S. and Europe. And within the Chinese desire to re-kickstart the economy, they have certainly been looking inward, but not with much luck because they're fighting that Chinese tradition of savings.
What is the thinking behind a domestic consumer market? This is to sell their own goods to their own people? That is the way they're going to get around this problem? Is that it?
That's correct. If you had the type of domestic economy in China that you do in the U.S. or Western Europe, where the consumerism is much more advanced, then China could be much closer to self-sustaining instead of being an export, principally only economy. China is edging towards that, but that's not a quick journey or a quick switch to flip. And in the Chinese people's approach, the desire to have that fully domesticated economy has to lie with the consumer becoming more of a consumerist, but not too consumerist, not too free, not too open and liberal with their ideas. So it's a very fine line to walk.
The other item I had that seemed odd the week, we know about the crater of residential real estate, 20 million unoccupied apartments crumbling. However, the new trend, according to reports these last weeks, is because they're not spending their money, say their profligate savings on apartments. They're buying gold, gold in chunks, gold jewelry, gold little teardrops, because they can, I guess, hide it. I don't know. It's a fascination that they would buy gold at this point. However, that is a consumption. Does that help the Chinese market that the Chinese people buy gold?
It does not. The Chinese really need to restart manufacturing, and gold does not have a manufacturing component of any substance to it. So it has to be more of the consumer items, the appliances, the big ticket electronics that would put people more back to work, which is what Mr. Xi is looking for.
Right. So now we come to, have you heard any change in the trajectory of manufacturing start again? We have massive unemployment reports. We have shortfall in shipping. Is the trend down or is it up? Is it turning in any fashion?
Trend still seems to be down, John. In many of the Chinese supply chain environments that we work in, we're seeing more downsizing at the more senior level. So we're seeing Chinese companies tightening the belt, laying people off, reducing staff, and becoming much more frugal with internal resource, much more cautious about projects. So there's certainly a headwind to that manufacturing economy.
We'll travel to the EU, Europe. The ECB is promising, swearing by the promise, and pleading with everybody, please believe us, that they're going to make a cut in June, which is out of step with what we expect from the Federal Reserve, even out of step with the Bank of England. The only positive I see out there is very low projections for by the IMF for 2024, 0.2 for Germany, 0.5 for the UK, 0.9 for Italy. Do you see any change in direction in European commerce? And is everybody counting on the ECB to follow through?
So, John, Germany still remains off balance and the sick man of Europe and is the biggest economy on the continent. Until Germany regains its mojo, it's going to be very hard for the European economy to put up positive numbers as a whole. There are pockets of success. However, until Russian energy, until Ukraine is solved, until Germany is back online in full manufacturing mode with access to cheap energy, the economy will still be unstable and flatlining.
Yes, and the Ukraine war, which was last week solved, the Americans quit, is this week re-engaged. So that isn't going to lighten the heart of German manufacturers. The UK seems a special situation because it's outside of Brexit. Your measure of all of Europe, is it cautious about the future? Is it positive? For example, the NFIB here, small businesses, they give a mixed picture always. They're gloomy about the future, but they sure would like new hires in all directions. How is it in Europe?
So, John, standing in London as we speak, construction here seems to be in pretty good stead. The Brits are trying to ignore the problems in the European economy, and the UK economy is doing okay. Still shortages in labor, still some real estate problems shaking out, but as a whole, it's looking up here.
Time to come home to America. The presentation is inflation remains the bane of the Biden administration and of Americans. At the same time, the economy, according to the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta, is growing at 2.9 right now. The explanation that I've been offered is that that 2.9 is so completely out of step with how Europe's doing, our trading partners, has to be explained. And the explanation offered repeatedly is government spending, those $8 trillion, $9 trillion, $10 trillion. I don't know how much. It's some fantastic number by a combination of the late Trump administration and full Biden administration. That is where our 2.9 comes from. Do you see that, Chris, that government programs are doing well, but individual private entrepreneurs are struggling?
Absolutely, John. I think there are certainly two economies. You have the economy within the 50-mile radius of the D.C. Beltway and then the rest of America. The rest of America is certainly having challenges. And without that government spending, the question would be, is the economic number positive? But on Main Street in small-town USA, certainly continued struggles with interest rates, with job opportunities, with commercial real estate, with other. There's still a number of factors, so the problem's certainly not solved. Hopefully, if government spending reduces, interest rates reduce, we get out of this inflationary cycle, and the economy can get back to a solid footing.
Commercial real estate. I sent Chris an item. I'm talking to the audience, Chris, forgive me. I sent Chris an item about Detroit coming back, and San Francisco can come back. There is a life after doom loop. And then Chris sent me back an item of an empty complex looking very handsome in rural, a suburban region of Detroit. And I looked at the offering several times before I realized it was $5 a square foot. Chris, is that an outlier or is that representative of what happens in America in commercial real estate?
John, that's indicative of two things. One, just the change in the economy in Detroit. And the continued headwinds that are occurring there. Detroit is on a rebound, but still struggles with some factors around that. Number two, just the change in the office market globally with people not coming back to work. And what does that mean? But assets such as that, that might have traded at 10 to 20 times that value or more in the last 10 years, these become big write-offs for banks, big write-offs for cities and counties on income tax or property tax. So it's a greater challenge to the economy until they sort themselves out.
$5 a square foot sounds inexpensive. Is that correct? You know commercial real estate. Is that like unimaginable 5 years ago?
That property to build was probably $300 to $400 a square foot, so it's nowhere near replacement value, and that same building in Manhattan would be worth $500 to $600 million.
Chris Weigel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm. He travels the world, transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report, and I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.